Every morning when the sun rises, the Buddha has you remind yourself this could be your last day. What are you going to do with it? Are you going to spend it thinking about all kinds of useless things, or are you going to try to train the mind? Every day at sunset, you just think the same thing. Tonight could be your last night. What are you going to do with your time? Try to use it wisely, because we don't know how much time we have. We do know that the time is going to come up at some point, and where we go after that, we really don't know. We don't know what our karmic background is. We can do a lot of good in this lifetime, and there still may be some bad karma from the past. But if you have more mindfulness, more alertness, maintain right view all the time, then you're much more likely to go to a good place. But still, you have to be prepared. So each time you breathe in, breathe out, ask yourself, how am I going to use this breath? How about this breath and this breath? We have so many breaths that we feel that we can throw them away. And once they're gone, they're gone. You can't bring them back. So remind yourself every time you breathe in, what would be the best thing to be thinking about right now? What would be the best place to put my attention? What kind of attention? The Buddha never talks about bare attention, or just accept whatever comes up. He talks about appropriate attention. When you ask yourself the right questions about what's the skillful thing to do right now, what are the unskillful things you can abandon right now? That's the kind of attention you want to apply. And then with the next breath, and the next, and that way, when the breaths go, you leave them behind with no sense of regret, with no sense of having wasted your time, wasted your breath. That way the days come, add up to good days, not because of the date or the stars. They're good days because of the good you do. As the Buddha said, only doing your duty today, for tomorrow, who knows what's going to happen. Death could come. So do your duty ardently. The Buddha lays out the duties you have: to comprehend suffering, to abandon its cause, to realize the cessation of suffering by developing the path. Of those four duties, Sai Buddha one time said, the other duties get done when you develop the path, so focus on that. Work on your virtue, your concentration, your discernment. All good things you can work on. So you sit around with time in your hands. Don't kill it. Use it. There are good things to develop in terms of virtue, concentration, discernment. Even just one breath of concentration is better than a breath that's wandered around, or 100 breaths where you're wandering around. So use your time well. That way when it's gone, there'll be no regrets.